Welcome to Shomar Shalom and Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishma, Zahar Baka Shalom, and Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Moed Koton Daf Chobes. The Gemara in this Daf discusses the special hanhogos that a person needs to do when he's an ovel on his father and mother. By a father and mother, there's another set of halakas of avelus that is in more than what you have with any other person. And the Gemara brings a whole list. Among them is the fact that the avelus on a father and mother goes for 12 months, not only 30 days. On a father and mother, one cannot take a haircut until his friends tell him that he doesn't look well. Now he can't take it off on a mat after 30 days. The kriya needs to be much more pronounced by a father and mother, etc. What is the reason? What's the pshat? What's the idea that by a father and mother, the avelus is a longer period? Why there you're more sad than you have for other people? So one may say that maybe it's just a tsar, there's a tsar and a father and mother. But it's hard to say that because obviously there's maybe more pain when chas v'shalom, lo yaleinu, a person has a child who is nifter. So what exactly is the reason that the avelus of father and mother has all these extra halachas? So there's already an idea that we mentioned in previous shiurim, I found now a beautiful raya to it in the Sefer of Daniel Ehrenfeld, that the idea of a father and mother, the avelus of a father and mother, is not only an avelus, but it's also kibud aven. This comes clear in the following halacha, Shulchan Aruch in Yerida Sinjrim Shimim Dalit. It says that if the father said not to be maspid him, so the son has to listen to the father and not be maspid. Says the Ramon, but if the father said not to sit Shiva or not to do Shloshim, then the son cannot listen to him. Says the Shach, that's only regarding Shiva and Shloshim. But regarding the 12 months, because it's covered Aveim, so you can listen to the father, tells you not to listen to him and not to keep the 12 months. So what do you see over here? The Shiva and Shloshim is an Avelus that does not necessarily have to do with the father wants or what the father's will is. A child is mechuyav to sit Shiva and Shloshi on the father or any other karev, because that's the chiyuv avelus that a person has, regardless of what the person who died said. But the 12 months is kibud aven. So as much as the father and mother gave it tzivuis, they have an order, don't have a 12-month period of avelus. So that's the kibud aven. So mainly you listen to their order, because the whole idea comes with kibud avem. That's another raya brurah, that the 12 months has a din of covered kibud avem. And to explain this a little more, I want to bring here when my father Shtito brings in the Sefer of the Maharal, Tiferes Yisrael, in the beginning of the Sefer, my father wrote a beautiful piece about the kibud avem that a person has after Ptira, based on the Maharal. And the main Yisrael my father says over there is that when a person is mechaber's father and mother, there's two elements to it. There's a bit of adom lechaveir, as the Yerushalmi says, that's a piror and chayv, as if a person is paying a debt for the father who took care of him while he was a child. And there's a bit of adom lamokr. As we know, the five dibris on the right side of the luchos are all mitzvah shebin adom lamokr, and kibud avem is one of them. When a father is alive, then there's the two elements of kibud avem. But once a father's nifter, then there's no mitzvah kibud avem al tzbin adam l'chaver. But adam l'chaver, there's no such mitzvah once the friend dies. It's only a mitzvah shbin adam l'moker. That part of the mitzvah remains even after the father's nifter. And my father explains this based on the Maharal in a few places that says the father and mother are the bridge to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one get to know who Hashem is? How does a person comprehend that there's such a koyach elyon called HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is through his parents. When a child is born and he sees the parents for him are what we need to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the bridge. That's how we get to it. The connection, the shaykhus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through the parents. And that's how the Maharal explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mizgalit to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he called him Moshe Moshe, he came to him with the voice of his father Amram. Even though Moshe did not hear the voice of Amram for around 60 years. So why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu choosing the voice of Amram? The answer is because Amram is the way Moshe Rabbeinu connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through a parent, person connects to Hashem. And that's why the Kibud Aveim after Ptira continues as a mitzvah ben adam lamakom. It's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he explains my father that based on Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah says that a Rasha, a father who's a Rasha, there's no mitzvah Kibud Aveim after he dies. According to this, it makes a lot of sense. Because if the whole mitzvah of Kibud Aveim after Ptira is because it's a mitzvah ben adam lamakom, because through the father you get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the father is a Rasha, one did not connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his father. So there's no mitzvah after he dies. With this, we understand our Gemara. We have another depth to what this Gemara is talking about. There's a special mitzvah avelus to a father for 12 months, which has nothing to do with avelus, which you spoke about a few days ago. The Maharal that explains the different stages of the neshama leaving the guf, which takes 3 days, 7 days, 30 days. The neshama left after 30 days. But what's still going on for a year until you get to Meis Mishtakeach Min Alev is that what is missing that bridge to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's the ultimate Kibud Aveim when a person realizes what a father and mother is and how when they are gone, how that Shaychus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is missing. It's a point which is part of the Ben Odom Lamakim that each one of us has. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.